Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckled face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Good night, Andy.
Hey, Alice, you sure you don't want to go out with me tonight? We could paint the town.
Gee, it sounds too strenuous, you know?
Well, you can take a nap before we go out.
I see. I was talking about you.
Oh, I'm in great shape. I got the body of a 75-year-old.
Good night, Andy, dear.
Hallelujah! It's closing time! And once more at the magic hour, Flo, the waitress, throws off her disguise and reveals herself as Wonder Woman!
All right, girls, I'm cutting out. Flo, lock up.
All right, man, freeze. Haven't you forgotten what day today is?
Friday, so?
So, what if I said do, re, mi?
I'd say fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Bread, you know, lettuce.
I already closed the kitchen.
Mel, it's payday. We want our money.
Oh, I forgot. Man, I gotta cut out.
Oh, you got a big date tonight? Something heavy going down, huh? Who is she, huh?
Nobody you would know.
Is she an animal, vegetable, or mineral? What does she look like, Mel?
Is she bigger than a bread box?
Let's just say she's a woman. My kind of woman.
That'd make her bigger than two bread boxes.
You wish you had her bread boxes.
Well, it's Friday night. No Flo's not to toot.
Wait a second. What makes you think little old Alice doesn't have a little old toot of her own? Lock up, will you, Vera?
Oh, gee, I'd really love to, but I'm also busy tonight.
Is it a toot?
No.
Then you lock up.
Oh. In that case, it is a toot.
Oh, Alice, please, I'm being picked up in 30 minutes.
I'm being picked up in 15.
Well, I'm already 10 minutes late. I'm gonna slam dunk these things into the trash.
What the heck? I'll lock up. Oh, I fibbed before when I said I was busy. I didn't want to admit I was the only one without a Friday night toot.
You're not. I don't have one either. I'll help you lock up.
Oh. Well, you're seeing history being made. This is the first Friday night in 22 years that old Florence Jean Castleberry didn't have a date either.
Oh, here we are, three gorgeous broads with nothing to do. Well, maybe we're not gorgeous, but we're...
available?
How about that?
Let's close up.
I'll get the lights. Oh, I'll lock the back door and get our stuff.
Thanks. You know, actually, the reason why I don't have a date is that I'm between men. Ooh, don't I wish.
Go, Alice. I don't want to go home. Well, see, Tommy's got a buddy staying over, and if I go in now, I'll interrupt them. They won't be able to talk about girls.
I hate to go home, too. What do wallflowers do in the evening?
Don't look at me.
You can look at me.
Hey, come on, I got an idea. Instead of being alone and doing nothing, why don't we do something together?
Of course. Like sitting home alone together.
No, like going out somewhere together. Why don't we do that, huh? What do you say?
Well, depends on what you want to do.
The YWCA has a square dance every Friday night with cookies and real punch.
My dozy dough is a little rusty.
So are the men at the Y.
Wait a second. I got something in the mail. It sounds... Yeah, here it is. Hi there. Guess what? You and your friends are cordially invited to the grand opening of Leo's Roadside Rest, a new place where the elite meet to eat and the booze beats the heat. What do you say?
I heard about that place. That's that new singles bar.
Oh, a singles bar.
Yeah.
A singles bar. Oh, no.
Oh, Vera, you'll love it. That's where a girl can make long-lasting relationships.
Or short-lasting relationships.
Even better. Oh, what's that? Let's go. That'd be cool.
No. No,
one of those places.
Oh, Alice.
Well, maybe I should give up swearing.
I bet you do. A singles bar? It's unanimous. We'll all go home and change our clothes and meet there at 8:30. Come on, let's go.
Come on, she wants to go.
Oh, Alice, I don't know what to wear. What do you wear to a singles bar?
Oh, something casual, like a suit of armor.
Oh,
hi, I'm Frank.
Ooh, I like that in a man.
Now, remember, don't stand next to another girl unless she's a loser. Just keep mingling till you meet a man you want to mingle with. You mean they expect you to mingle on the first date?
I saw this whole scene once on Animal Kingdom. It was about the mating habits of the yak.
Okay, now spread out. Three girls standing together is the kiss of death. Shark around.
Cheer up, Vera. They're only men. What's the worst thing that can happen? You think?
Come on. Hit them up, move them out.
Yo! You can do it, kid.
Right.
Hi, beautiful. Do something?
Oh, I'm just looking for a friend.
Yeah? What time did he pass out?
Look no further, sweetheart. Here's your green belt.
Sugar, you look more like a dinghy.
Cigarette?
No, thank you. I don't smoke. No, I don't care for it. Thank you.
Oh, hi, Alice. Oh, hi. Gosh, that was fun. Can we go home now?
Yes.
No. We just get warmed up. Now we concentrate. Now get out there and headhunt.
She's as happy as a pig in a mud hole. Isn't she?
I think I'll sit.
Good, I'll stand.
Andy, hi.
Hi, Alice. You wait outside in front, and I'll pick you up in my dune buggy.
There's a full moon. Let's head for the reservoir.
Anything you say, stud.
Eat your heart out, Alice.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I didn't see you standing there.
What I'm trying to say is, hi.
Don't give me that line.
Really? Yeah, I didn't want to come on that strong. I'll get us a couple of drinks.
Oh. Hello.
Me?
I was going to ask you what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this, but then I asked myself, what's a nice guy like me doing in a place like this?
You talk to yourself often?
Only in singles bars.
We have a lot in common. I'm a fish out of water myself.
Your first time, too?
Yeah.
Well, I try to look at this as an anthropologist. Man hasn't changed much over the centuries. A prehistoric man used to pursue his mate with a club. Modern man does it with a martini.
Huh. And it hurts a lot when you get hit with all those olives.
may I say something really corny?
Why not? I just did.
When I walked in here tonight, I didn't know why I was here. Then I saw you. And I knew.
When are you going to say something really corny?
Would you mind if I bought you a drink?
That's corny. No, I wouldn't mind at all.
Greg Stemple.
Alice Hyatt.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Greg.
Gee, you know, an attractive girl like you, I bet you have a fascinating occupation.
Oh.
What do you do?
I'm sort of a stewardess.
Oh, that's nice.
How about you?
I'm with the mafia.
That's nice.
It's a job.
What's to tell? I'm a mother, a waitress, and an international playgirl.
What about you?
What would you like to know?
Well, first of all, are you really an anthropologist?
Close. I'm a high school basketball coach. I guess you might say I'm checking out human behavior among the very tall.
Basketball, huh? I'm afraid I don't know too much about basketball.
Some of our alumni say the same thing about me. You know something, Alice?
What?
You got a dirty laugh.
I thought that basketball coaches wore, you know, sweatshirts and had whistles hanging around their necks.
You found me out. Under this button down is a sweatshirt and a whistle. I don't want to press my luck, but may I buy you another drink?
Please, press. Go ahead. I'll have another drink. Oh, excuse me. Please, I'll be right back, okay? My friend would like, excuse me. Don't you sit there. How's it going? Good. Nice. Did you make anybody interested? What is this, a progress report? Just a breather. It's good for men to let them lust for a while. Well, I met that guy and he says he's with the mafia. Vera, they all say that. He's lying? Did he make you an offer you couldn't refuse? No. Then he's lying.
You ever heard this one? This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. And this little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee 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 all the way home.
Will you look who's here?
Mayo.
This girl seemed to know you, Rocky.
Oh.
Good morning, Rocky.
Oh, everybody took their smart aleck pills this morning, huh?
How'd you make out last night with that little Twinkie?
None of your business.
None of your business.
Translation, Mel struck out.
You want some coffee?
Yeah, I could use some.
The donuts are fresh.
Fresh for other places or fresh for Mel? Fresh for males.
I wonder where Vera is. What time did you two leave last night?
She didn't live with me, didn't she live with you?
No.
That Vera must have latched on to something good. You gotta watch them quiet ones.
We looked for her before we left, but we couldn't find her.
We? Well, well, who's the we you left with?
Oh, Flo, a really nice guy. I met a really nice guy. He took me home. He didn't even try anything.
You poor thing.
I explained to him about Tommy, you know, and he was very understanding. He said goodnight at the door like a perfect gentleman.
Don't you just hate that in a man?
I think I really go for him, Flo.
No kidding. Think you finally met Mr. Wright?
Well, I'll go as far as Mr. Maybe.
See, honey, I told you that Singles Bar was a good idea.
How about you? How'd it go for you last night?
Well, when I first walked into that room full of men, it was hard to choose. It's like being let loose in a candy store. But then as the evening wore on, it happened. Alice, I think I met a Mr. Wright of my own.
Oh, Floy, isn't that nice? How do you like that? I didn't even want to go. We might have ended up with the Wright brothers.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
What's he was like?
Well, he's sort of like Clint Eastwood mixed up with Burt Reynolds with just a little dash of Roy Clark.
Did he ask you out?
Monday night, he invited me to his place for the football game and some halftime activities. When you seeing yours?
Sunday night, going to the basketball game together.
Men just love all kinds of sports, don't they? Thank goodness.
Mine isn't just a sports nut, though, you know. He has a lot of other things on his mind.
I hope mine has a lot of other things on his mind, too.
I mean, you know what I mean. I mean, he's clever and he's interesting.
Hey, mine, too. He said, prehistoric man pursued his mate with the club. Modern man does it with the martini.
He said that?
Yeah, ain't that deep?
What was your guy's name?
Greg.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
My guy's name was Greg, too.
Well, ain't that a coincidence?
I don't think so, Flo.
You mean you and me met? Oh, poo, Alice. There's a lot of fellas named Greg.
All right. My Greg smokes a pipe.
So does mine, but there are a lot of fellas named Greg who smoke a pipe.
My Greg is a basketball coach.
There are a lot of fellers named Greg who smoke pot and who are basketball coaches.
My Greg's last name is Stemple.
That horse is patoot!
Hey! When the little hand hits the 7 and the big hand hits the 6, means we're going to open up. So set up the tables.
How do you like that guy coming on with the both of us like that? What time did you meet him? About 11:30.
What a mover. He left me at 11 o'clock. He must have run all the way back to the bar.
Son of a gun.
Well, I say we call the son of a gun and tell him to get lost.
Well, now, wait, Alice. Let's not be hasty.
Well, you just said he was a horse's patoot.
But he's a cute patoot.
Flo, he led us both on. He gave us the same line.
Nah, he didn't mean it.
Well, that's just exactly it. He didn't mean any of it.
Yeah, these guys like him don't come along every day. Now, there ain't no law that says a guy can't date two girls at the same time.
Well, there is if they're best friends.
Well, friends go sharesies.
How do you share a man?
50-50. You can have him in the daytime and I'll take him at night.
I'm surprised at you, Florence Jean Castleberry.
Alice, when you say my full name, you sound like my mother, and I don't need that.
What you need is a cold shower.
That's what my mama always said.
All right, I'm going to call up Greg, and I'm breaking my date with him. How about you?
Well, that's such a waste. Why should both of us give him up?
Let me ask you a question. What's more important to you, a man or our friendship? Well?
I'm thinking it over.
I see. I'm calling him up and break my date with him.
But Alice, he's so cute.
Cute. Gives me his number on a coaster. Hello, Greg Stemple, please.
Alice, he sure is cute.
Shh, would you please? Shh. Hello, Greg. This is Alice Hyatt. Yes, oh, yes. Last night was very beautiful. Listen, the reason that I'm... Yes? Well, yes, I did feel something special. However, the reason that I'm calling is to break our date on Sunday night. Something else pretty special came up. No, I tell you what, don't call me, I'll call you. Creep.
Hey, Alice, I just have something. Since you broke your date, we won't both be dating him, so I can keep mine.
Flo?
Alice, he's so...
I know, cute.
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with me, Alice. You're right. Hello, Greg. This is Flo. About our date Monday night, you can just take it and shove it. You heard me, Buster. I ain't gonna put up with no man doing what you've been doing.
Next time you want the correct time, ask me.
Hello, Greg. This is Flo from last night. Oh, I'm just fine and dandy. Sugar, how you doing there? Greg, I just called up to, Brr. Hey, come Monday night. Yeah, I'm sorry too, honey. Bye.
All right, I'm proud of you. Don't you feel good?
I feel sick.
Where's Vera? Isn't she gonna help us clean up?
Her date's picking her up. She's changing her clothes. I told her we'd do it.
I'm dying to see what her date looks like.
I asked her about him, but she couldn't remember his name.
That's what I love about singles bar relationships. They're so meaningful.
I once went with a cowboy for a whole week during a rodeo. We were going to get married, but I lost him in a crowd, and I never did get his name.
Hey, Alice. Flo. Hi.
Well, look who's here, Flo.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Flo.
I'm sorry, Greg. We're closed.
Oh, I didn't come here to eat.
That was a smart move.
See, Greg... Flo and I are best friends, and we don't think that best friends should go out with the same man. Isn't that right, Flo?
What was the question? Hi. You've been waiting long?
Oh, Vera, you look sensational.
Thank you. Greg.
Greg.
What are we doing?
Well, tonight I thought we'd go to a show. Oh, by the way, what are you doing Sunday and Monday nights?
Oh, I have to check my date book, but I think I'm available.
Hey, I know it's Saturday. What are you girls doing tonight?
What you got in mind?
I thought maybe the three of us would hit this new bar. Look, it's called the Turnpike Carousel. Listen to this. The bar stools are shaped like horses. And the bar keeps revolving around until you meet the person of your choice.
On behalf of Miss Castleberry and myself, forget it, Rocky.
No, wait. Did you say them bar stools are shaped like horses?
Yeah.
Oh, giddy up. Pick me up at 8 o'clock.
You got it.
How about you, Alice?
No way.
This little piggy's staying home.
Fun.